it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Paul Jones, welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour, exclusively on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. Thank you for joining us for episode number
I-I.
Yes, this is week two of NFL football, you see.
Aha!
So, I. But first, we need to review last week's picks.
Ah, crap. I look back. I don't think I did well this week, Miles.
Not too bad. I mean, I think you're... Well, we'll get there.
Fourth place.
We'll get there. I mean, out of the four of us, yes.
Not bad, but you're in dead last, dude.
Yeah, that's right.
Thursday night game, Philadelphia beat Dallas 24-20. We all picked the Eagles to win that one.
Better game than I thought it would be.
Friday, myself, Steve, and Ted, we picked the Chargers over Kansas City.
Damn it.
You took Kansas City, Mike. Arizona, New Orleans. Myself, Steve, and Ted took the Cardinals. Mike, you took New Orleans.
Damn it.
Arizona wins 20-13. Jacksonville wins over Carolina. Ted and Mike, you guys got the win on that one. Steve and Mike got the win on the Cincinnati and Cleveland game, as Ted and myself picked the Brownies.
Why? That's just one of those games where I go like, why?
Because I have no faith in the
defense of the Bengals.
Right. That's and the fair. Browns are just that team.
And Cleveland only won by one. I'm sorry, they only lost by one.
Well, and because Cleveland's kicker, they botched one extra point and one field goal.
Oh, wow.
So think about it. They got them in position to win the game, right? And kicker whiffed at the end. Okay. So you guys were almost right.
Vegas beat New England 20-13. Myself, Mike, and Ted picked that one. As far as Miami goes, we all got skunked on that one. Indy killed him 33-8.
Geez. What in the hell?
I don't know that I'm picking Miami to beat anyone.
No.
We all picked the Commanders to beat the Giants.
Come on.
Steve and Mike, you picked Pittsburgh to beat the Jets.
Let's go.
I was hoping for the upset special.
Dude,
look,
I was pulling for the Jets, but I'm like, Pittsburgh just annoys me.
Hey, Justin Fields looked fucking good.
He did.
All right?
He did look good.
For the record, he looked good.
You know?
He had a hell of a game.
Tampa Bay beat Atlanta. Myself, Steve, and Ted picked that one. San Francisco, myself, and Steve picked the 49ers to beat the Hawks.
Damn it.
It was Denver over Tennessee. Mike, you took Tennessee. Let's see.
Son of a bitch.
Green Bay over Detroit. I was the only one to take Green Bay. Here comes the single solo winners. So I picked that game.
Good on you, man. That wasn't even close.
Ted, you picked the Rams over Houston. You're the only one to do that. Mike, you were only one to take Buffalo over Baltimore.
Yeah.
And then
the comeback special.
The Monday Nighter.
yeah.
I didn't even think about that when I was watching
the
game.
Right.
Yeah.
So we all picked the Vikings to beat Chicago, which ended up being a pretty good game, actually.
Great fourth quarter.
But myself, Steve, and Ted were 10-6. Mike Hawk, you are 8-8. As we start the first week of the season. Now, let's move on to week two. Tonight. Well, you guys are getting this tomorrow. Last night.
Hopefully,
let's see how we do in the future. Or in the past. Commanders and Green Bay in Lambeau.
Give me the pack.
You want the Packers?
Man, I really think this should be a good game.
I'm really excited.
I'm taking the Commanders.
Steve.
I'm going to take the Commanders. I think it's going to be a close game. I just like, well, who's the quarterback? What's the name?
Jaden Daniels.
I think he pulls it out of his ass in the end, man.
Jaden.
Yeah.
He's black.
Go, Pack, go.
We're going to take the Packers.
I'm taking the Packers.
Okay.
Not letting Jaden.
You ever met
a
white Jaden?
White Jaden? Hang on.
Ooh.
Let me go to Facebook. See
I'm
going to
say there's a better
Jayden.
Chance of a white Jaden than a white Jaden.
Yeah, well, there's tons of white Jadens.
Jaden. Oh, yeah, there's white Jaden.
Yeah.
It's a woman.
Okay.
See, I told you there are tons of them. First game, 10 o'clock. That'd be Buffalo and the New York Jets. I'm taking the
Bills.
Taking the Bills. Anybody else?
Buffalo against the Jets. They looked pretty skunky in that first round, but yeah, give me the Bills.
Okay.
Justin Fields goes for 300 yards and a loss.
I think you're right.
Oh, this might be interesting. The Chicago Bears, Detroit Lions, in Ford Field.
Bears and Lions.
Lions?
Taking the Lions, yeah.
Yeah, give me the Lions.
Just, man, Chicago's quarterback.
We're back again, guys. Land Clark is the one that's calling that game. He calls a good game, so let's go with the Lions.
Taking the Lions.
Hmm. He prefers the home team.
I'm going to take Chicago in the upset.
All right. Upset special, Miles.
Cleveland, Baltimore, I got the Ravens.
I'm going to take the Ravens in this.
Yeah, that's Brad Allen calling that one. Give me the Ravens.
God damn it. Don't know. Don't start that again.
What?
The referees.
The referees are part of the game, Ted. There's some that call holding more. There's some that call false starts more.
Give me Baltimore.
Okay.
God damn it.
Jacksonville and Cincinnati.
Oh, who's boy. It?
Jacksonville, Cincinnati.
Jacksonville Cincy. At the Bengals, man. Now, that's Alan Eck calling that one. He's a fresh guy. He doesn't quite like Cincinnati, but they're undeniable. Give me the Bengals.
You're taking the Bengals.
Give me Joe Cool and the Bengals.
Yeah, and you're right. They don't have a good defense, but they have the luxury of playing Jacksonville, so you don't need one.
Jacksonville put up 26 points last week.
Yeah.
I'm taking Jacksonville.
Almost enough to beat the Bengals.
Yeah. Yep. Rams, Tennessee.
Rams.
Rams?
John Husey. I'm not doing it again. Give me the Rams.
John Husey.
John Husey.
Rams.
What is it? Rams and who?
Houston.
No, Rams in Tennessee.
Rams in Tennessee.
Yeah, Rams in Tennessee.
And I'm taking the Rams.
Husey loves himself some L.A.
Yeah, give me the Rams.
He's got a vacation home out there.
All right. Let's see. New England, Miami.
Ooh.
I'm taking New England.
Taking New England.
So here's the thing. That's Alex Moore. He calls pass interference a lot more. The Dolphins, they go downfield an awful lot. Give me the Patriots.
Taking the Patriots.
Upset alert. Fins up.
Get out of here.
Are you feeling this?
I don't know why. I just feel like they're going to...
This will be the game?
I think they're going to suck all year.
Yes.
Somehow they squeak this one out.
Okay.
All right.
Either that or Tua gets hurt again.
Okay.
Oh.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you guys think about the Giants and the Cowboys?
The Giants and the Cowboys?
Cowboys, yeah.
Cowboys.
That's Bill Vinovich, Steve. I know you were asking.
I'll give Dak credit. You know, when he's healthy, he was dropping dimes. CeeDee Lamb won't catch them, but he was dropping absolute dimes.
Oh, CeeDee Lamb's going to have two touchdowns.
I'm taking...
He's going to come back.
I'm taking the Cowboys.
I'm taking the Cowgirls.
Cowboys.
I think if you spy Russell Wilson's shoulder, there's an awful big bite that's been taken out of it. A chip, if you will. Give me the Giants for the upset.
Oh, there you go.
At home and, against special. Dallas.
Okay. Seahawks in Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers.
I have nothing to back this up, but give me the Hawks.
Taking the Hawks.
Scott Novak, a noted Seattle apologist, hates Steelers. Aaron Rodgers once looked at him weird in a game, so he completely calls his games off now. Give me the Seahawks.
Let's
for the
go.
Win.
Taking the Seahawks.
I say corner play.
Interesting, though, with DK, with Mike McDonald.
How did that happen?
There is a little, you know what I mean? There is something there.
Exactly.
You know?
I'm going to be the biggest Hawks fan that I've ever been in my life this weekend, but I think the Steelers win.
I'm right there with it. Okay.
Trust me, I'm rooting for the Hawks. I'm
telling you,
hard.
McDonald, corner blitz. Put Aaron Rodgers on his butt quick. First
Please
drive.
Do. Please do.
49ers, New Orleans.
49ers.
Niners.
Niners. I'm taking the Niners.
That's your cousin Sean Smith there, Ted.
Oh, I'll tell you what. He loves beignets as much as I do. Upset. Give me New Orleans.
Wow. Ted's just throwing out upsets left
and
right.
Party's out. Like, half that team's hurt already.
Carolina, Arizona. Saints. I'm going to take the Cardinals.
Yeah. Golly, this is the toilet bowl, man.
Tickets at $35.
I wonder why.
And 30 cents.
I'll take Arizona as well.
Okay.
You know what, Ron Torbert? Give me the Panthers for the upset.
Ooh.
Bryce Young's ready to cut loose.
Denver,
Indy.
In Indianapolis.
Oh, give me Denver.
I'm taking Denver.
That's Craig Rolstad that calls that one. He's big on the offsides calls. So yeah, give me the Broncos.
Taking the Broncos.
Broncos.
Okay. Indy looked good, but they were playing the Dolphins.
I'll take the Colts. Why not? It's in Indy. Who knows?
Indy.
Philly in Kansas City.
Repeat Philly. Super Bowl.
Philly.
I think the Chiefs are tired of losing. I think Alex Kemp is going to be there in Kansas City. Loves himself the crowd, and he knows how to call it right. Give me the Chiefs.
This is in Arrowhead?
Yes.
I'm taking Philly.
I'll take the Chiefs.
Okay. And the last one, the Sunday Nighter. last of the Sunday games, Atlanta and Minnesota.
Atlanta and Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Oh, wait. Hang on. Don't write that down yet. Let me think about that.
Are you sure?
Atlanta. Michael Penix gets revenge for the national championship game.
Against McCarthy?
Against McCarthy.
I'm back.
Give me Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Let's go, Mike.
God, it took Minnesota 3 quarters to start playing the game they were in.
Mm-hmm.
But in that 4th quarter, McCarthy actually looked good.
Yeah.
He realized who his receiver is. Started throwing him the ball.
The guy with the necklace.
Yeah. Throw the guy with the diamonds. Just throw him the ball.
We do have the most vindictive and lamest calling referee in the entirety of the league. Yo, Adrian, give me the Vikings.
Take the Vikings.
You know what?
Sunday night football for you, brother.
Crap.
I'm going to take Atlanta.
I'm going to take Atlanta.
Yep.
I don't know what their kicker situation is.
Atlanta? They still got that Woo kid?
Well, he blew, I guess, 2 kicks last week, which, look, it was not a good week for kickers in the NFL last week. However, Atlanta, I don't know if they've moved on from him, but they have signed another kicker.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So either that gets a fire under your ass or ruins your confidence. So my brother's doing Sunday night, huh?
Yeah. Yes, he is.
And because absolutely no one asked for it, a Monday night game.
Doubleheader Monday night.
I don't know why.
So annoying. Yeah.
What in the hell?
Bang, bang.
Tampa Bay, Houston. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay until Houston does something.
Tampa.
That one is called by the prodigy Sean Hockley. Yeah, give me Tampa.
Sure. How do you guys make cookies?
You bake them.
I'll take Tampa Bay.
Chargers in Las Vegas.
Chargers.
Make me a Pete Carroll believer.
Okay.
It is once again Carroll versus Harbaugh, and Carroll wins that matchup every time.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know what? I'm going to take the Chargers.
Gino!
I'm taking Gino.
I think the Chargers will be better overall. Week 2, though, give me Pete and Gino.
Okay. Well, good luck. There you go. Those are our Week 2 picks.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you for joining us there on the Odyssey app and whatever we call it, the Appy Hour.
Yep, yeah, very good.
Thank you for joining us. Very cool.
Watch us live stream on YouTube at KISW Rock.
That's exactly right. And email us at themensroom@KISW.com.
Steve?
It's called the Yappy Hour.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.